Good morning. We're continuing with Chayadim Hilchos Shabbos. We learned Klal Tazayin, which talked about the Malacha of Barer, and we mentioned that we're going to add some other points that the Chayadim does not touch upon. One of them is the following. The Mishnah Berurah introduces a fascinating idea. So we mentioned way back at the beginning that one of the reasons why there's a concept that Barer is only in the state of a Taruvus. One, we said, because practically, what are you being burr if there's no taruvus? But the other reason we said is because we have a more basic question. Why isn't a malacha shenet tzricha l'gufa? And the answer which we gave, in other words, the question is, if you're taking the psalus out, you're doing an act in the psalus, not to use the psalus. That's a classic example of a malacha, which one is doing, which a person does not need the malacha itself. He needs other benefits which come from the malacha, but not the malacha itself. And so we answered that that's a mistake. We don't look at the tzarlis and the oichol as being independent. We look at it as one big unit. So it's one big unit. So I'm doing an act in the unit to benefit the unit. That's called malacha tzricha l'gufa. So that's why we need a terubis to be able to allow us to look at this as one unit. There are scenarios where we don't have to call it taruvus to look at it as one unit. For example, peeling is a situation where the peel and the fruit are one unit because they are intrinsically one unit. So that's an easy case. But let's go the other direction. So we say it's one unit, and there's a tikkun in the unit because right now the unit is not usable as is because of the psalus. When you remove the psalus, you've benefited the unit, made the unit better. So you're doing an act in the unit because it's impacted negatively by the presence of the psalus, and you're fixing that problem in the unit by removing the psalus. So that's malacha tzricha l'gufa. So the Bir Halacha raises the question, what about a case of oichol and oichol? That's a case of oichol and psalus. You can say, argue that the psalus makes the oichol not usable as is. You can't really use the oichol for many things if you have the psalus there. So, and since it's a taruvus, it's one unit, you're doing a tikkun in the unit by removing the psalus. But let's say I have oichol and oichol. So I prefer oichol A over oichol B. But can you argue that because I prefer oichol A over oichol B, I prefer the raisins over the peanuts, or vice versa, that the other type is generated instead of made my raisins unusable because there's peanuts there? He says, he raises the question and says, maybe that should not be correct. So he says that, no, when it's in a state of terubis, that is true. But what about a scenario where it's not a terubis in the classic sense, it's layers? So you have oichlim, and they're layered one on top of the other. There is an argument in that situation where it's hard to say that the upper layer is making rendering the lower layer unfit for usage. It might be hard to get to, but it's not unfit for usage. If there's psalus there, and it's layered, even though it's layered on top, we can maybe make a stronger argument. The fact that there's psalus in my weight, so my oichol renders the oichol unfit. But if it's just a layers of various different items, which really are usable, I just don't want them right now, for whatever reason. So if that's the scenario, we could argue that that's not called a tikkun in the lower part by removing the upper part. So therefore, he suggests a scenario where you have distinct layers. Removing the upper layer in order to get to the lower layer is not called barer. But he says, the post can discuss how distinct does this have to be. So person has a salad, and a very fancy salad. It's made in layers. And so the person says, I want the stuff on the bottom. So I want to go and remove the upper layers to get to the things on the bottom. So that I look at the bowl. It's a very beautiful crystal bowl. And I can see it see-through, and I can see, like, mamish, it's each layer is a distinct step. But there's a layer of cherry tomatoes, and there's a layer of cut cucumbers, and there's a layer of something else on top of that, etc. I want the lettuce on the bottom. So removing everything to get to the bottom, that's going to be mutter. What about a case where I can't necessarily see it, but I know that it's there? There's a cholent, and the way the person makes a cholent they tend to put all the meat on the bottom, and they put the potatoes on top, and the barley on top of that. So some of the barley sips down, but basically it's pretty much three layers. I want the meat, so I want to skim away the other stuff to get to the meat. So it's layered. So there, I don't sincerely see it, but I know it. I know exactly where it is. I go to a Shalom Zachar Friday night, and it's in the wintertime, and everybody's wearing coats, so we need to put, we pile all the coats on a bed in a dark bedroom. So you have a pile of coats in the bed in the dark bedroom, and they are at Haruvis. I go in, and I need to get my coat. I know my coat is the third from the bottom. There's 15 coats on top of that. I'm allowed to remove the 15 coats on top and take out my coat on the bottom, because I know where it is. But if, however, I don't know where it is, then arguably that's considered in the state of Terubis. I don't know. It's all mixed up as far as I'm concerned. It's layered, but since I don't know where it is in the layers, for me this is a mumble jumble. So the person can assume that this heter of layers, removing the layers, so I'm taking the quote unquote the bad, it's not really bad, it's not psoilus mamish, it's oichel, it's coats. But for me, that they're useless is not what I want right now. I don't want your coat, I want my coat. So they are oichel, from oichel, which we said is called berber. I'm allowed to remove the unwanted oichel, which is normally the equivalent to removing the psoilus, and it's also, but in this situation, because it's layered, it's mutter as long as I know exactly how to remove it properly without having to go through a process of seeking and searching to find it. So that's when the concept of siluk applies. Have a good day.